Before we get into this episode of the podcast, wanted to tell you about the MIB Secret Society. The MIB Secret Society is a subscriber-only podcast, which allows me to get to know more about you. It allows us to go deeper into the conversation, allows me to pull back the curtain, and it's just a lot of fun. If you'd like to learn more about it and how to become a member, just go to rickbarker.com/secret. That's rickbarker.com/secret. There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
As the title of this podcast suggests, let's just face the facts that the music business is not easy. It's not as easy as a lot of people would want you to think. I mean, heck, 60,000 songs are being uploaded every single day on Spotify. How are you going to stand out? How are you going to get noticed? Well, there's a lot of things that you can do, and I'm going to share with you a link where you can go watch a replay of a marketing training that I just did. But it really got me to thinking the other day. I was going back watching some old acceptance speeches because I was thinking to myself, you know, I've never heard a few things in an acceptance speech. Some of the things that I've never heard was, number one, someone walking up on stage and saying, man, that was easy. It's not easy. There's a lot of things that have to line up. If it were that easy, everyone would be having success and everyone would be doing it. It takes time. What you see is the end result when someone's standing on stage. What we don't get to see in that 60 seconds that they're giving to share is they're not telling you all the work that went in, all the rejection, all the times that they didn't succeed, all the things that went wrong. They're thanking members of their team. You know, no one gets up there and says, I just want to say thank you to no one because I did this all by myself. No, it takes a lot of people, and you're only getting to hear them thank a small portion of the people that it took in order for this thing to happen. Another thing I never hear people say is, man, this happened fast. No, it didn't happen fast. Anything that's going to last did not happen fast. There were a lot of lessons learned. There was a lot of practice. There was a lot of heartache. There was a lot of time spent doing the things that people like to overlook, getting back to the basics, getting back to the fundamentals. Nothing happens fast that's worth anything, okay? Except maybe if you're like running the 100-yard dash or something. Yes, that happens fast. But there was hours and hours and years of training that went in to that 9 seconds. It just wasn't that someone woke up one day and was the fastest person in the world. They worked at it. So don't be afraid to do the work. Something else I've never heard is I want to thank all my fake followers and engagement groups. The reason no one thanks them is because they're not real people. It's basically some novelty numbers to try to impress people that you don't even like in the first place. In order for you to have any kind of success in the music business, it's going to take real fans. It's going to take building relationships with those fans. Relationships take time. No one woke up with a massive following of real people. Many people are buying fake bots and they're buying fake plays. They're buying fake views on YouTube. All it is fake. And fake will not help you build a career. Something else I've never heard is, man, all it took was one viral video. No, one viral video got you discovered. But for those of you that think that Lil Nas X just did one video and all of a sudden he became the star that he is today, no, he had a lot of failures. He was working at it every single day, taking notes from all the things that didn't work, The things that don't work in your business are the things that are going to ultimately help you have a successful business because you stop doing the things that don't work. Too often I see artists continuing to do the same stupid stuff over and over and over again, expecting a different result. It's not going to happen. If it's broke, fix it. If it's broke, fix it. That's what you have to do if you want to be successful. If you're putting out music and no one's sharing your music, there's probably something wrong with your music. If you're posting and no one's sharing, it's probably because you're just talking about yourself. Think about the end user. What's in it for them? Also, too, one of the things I know that I'm never going to hear, especially in the music business, is, man, I just put out one song and bam, here I am today. No. That is not the way that it works. And if all you have is one song, you're going to be something that people talked about for maybe a day. That's how fast the cycle is right now. The churn. People, it catches their attention. They like it. They move on. What have you got backed up to continue to grow that discovery? People found you maybe from one song or one video, but what do you have in place that's going to allow you to take them on this journey? What's going to allow them to want to get to know more about you? Because if all we do is give them one song and then that song's over with and they have nothing else, you can't build a relationship that way. Take the time to get good at your craft. Take the time to stay in the lab and get a catalog of music. You know what I mean is more than one song. Get yourself a handful of songs before you really go out there and start pushing and promoting. Speaking of pushing and promoting, there's some things that I would suggest that you do before you spend money on trying to get eyeballs or earballs, as I call them. Make sure that when people discover you, that they know exactly who you are and what you're about as a brand and as an artist. Make sure that you're utilizing the tools that are available to you before you release your song. Have a plan. You know, those that don't plan will fail. Okay. We've heard it over and over again. You know, without a plan, you'll fail. Have a plan. Surround yourself with people that can help you formulate that plan. Educate yourself on what this business really is. Make sure that you're thinking about the end user constantly, because that's ultimately what's going to help you build a career. That's ultimately going to allow you to get on stage and hopefully one day accept that award because of all the work that you put in, all of the mistakes that you made and you fixed. Those are the things that I want to help you with. What I'd love to do is I just did a presentation on the things that you need to do before you start spending money marketing your music. There's going to be a link in the bio. All you have to do is go to rickbarker.com/podcast, and I'll have all the notes and the links available for you there. I'll walk you through what to have in place at discovery. I'll walk you through things that you need to do pre-release, the things that you need to do post-release, and then I'm going to show you what it is that I've created, the Music Marketing Vault. Myself and some amazing, brilliant music marketers got together, and we have created what I think is the best training available when it comes to music marketing today. So once again, let me just run them by you. Things that you'll never hear in an acceptance speech. That was easy. I did this all by myself, and I wish to thank no one. Man, it happened so fast. I want to thank all my fake followers and engagement groups. One viral video is all it took, and I just put out this one song, and boom, here I am today. Those are things that I've never heard, I don't think we'll ever hear, and the thing that I want more than anything is for you to understand that this is a business, and in order to run your business effectively, there's things that you need to have in place before you start wasting your money. Once again, you'll find a replay of a great presentation that I did inside the show notes at rickbarker.com/podcast. Have yourself a great one, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.